Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021, the 19th Lord's Day. And yes, I am well aware that I am a day late on this. Last week I was off on spiritual renewal, and so I did not do any ministry last week, including yesterday. I'm back onto it. So today I'm doing the Catechism, and right after this I'll be doing our Confession of Faith. It's always important to take a break from the work of the Lord. We never take a break from the Lord. But I took a break, and I am glad to be back. I'll pray for us, and we'll get right into the 19th Lord's Day, dealing with the questions around Christ's ascension into heaven, and what is the significance of that for us. Father, we thank you. We thank you for making us. We thank you for forgiving our sins by the blood of Christ. We thank you for Christ. We thank you for your word that you've given us to give us guidance and truth in the world. It's gone astray while our own hearts had gone astray, and you've brought us back by your mercy and by your grace. We're so thankful. Bless us today as we seek you through the truths of your words. In Christ we ask, amen. Okay, Lord's Day number 19, question 50. Why the words, and is seated at the right hand of God? And if you haven't seen the previous ones, or don't have any frame of reference for the context we're going through, the different clauses and significant phrases in the Apostles' Creed. And we come to this part of that confession that Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Why are those words there? What's the meaning of them? It means Christ ascended to heaven, there to show that he is head of his church, and that the Father rules all things, through him. Here are some cross references to get you started on seeing that in Scripture. And then you can follow the marginal references, which are those verses that are written very tiny in the margin of your Bible. So for instance, if you go to Ephesians 1, 20 and 23 through 23, you'll see little lowercase numbers and sometimes little lowercase letters. You follow those to either the side margin or the bottom margin, the footer, and it will send you to other passages of Scripture, other verses of Scripture of the same topic or the same issue. Christ is seated at the right hand of God. That's talking about his office in heaven. His office. He ascended to heaven, means he crossed over from this visible realm to the invisible realm, there to show that he is head, he is ruler. He is leader, he is king, he is head of his church, which is the whole collection of his people on earth. And it's also to show that the Father rules all things. He's such an important phrase in Christianity, in Scripture, through him, through Christ. God rules through Christ. He reigns in Christ. You can think of the kingdom of God, which is God's saving reign on earth through Christ. It's a saving reign expressed in heaven and on earth. But specifically, the application for us, since we're on earth, is this is God's saving reign on earth. But it's through Christ, specifically through the ascended Christ, who sits at the right hand of God. Again, that's a metaphor involved there for his status, his supreme authority in heaven. Question 51, how does this glory of Christ, our head, benefit us? Well, first, through his Holy Spirit, he pours out his gifts from heaven upon his members of his body, which is a metaphor for the church. So, the ascended Christ of supreme authority in heaven, head of the church, gives us his Holy Spirit, and along with that gives us gifts so that we might serve him on earth. And secondly, by his power, he defends us and keeps us safe from all enemies. So we do not fight the fight alone. We are not waging spiritual warfare alone. Christ is with us. It's by his power, and he has supreme authority. So we have battles to fight, yes. There'll be suffering as we fight those battles, the light against the darkness. This is an epic battle a battle of the ages that we're involved in. But we do not fight by our own power. We fight in the power of the ascended Christ, and he defends us and he keeps us safe. What that means is our enemies may harm us, but they will not conquer us. They cannot steal us away from the hand of God. So how does this glory of Christ our head benefit us? Everything. Everything. He's our salvation. He's the way we can serve him. He's the way we'll stay faithful to him. It's everything. Christ is everything. If there's one overarching, one grand theme that I would want to have in my preaching, it would be twofold. Number one, Christ crucified. But then number two, this is the second fold, Christ risen and ascended. The living Christ, the living reigning Christ, by his power we serve and by his power we are preserved. The glory of Christ our head benefits us in every way, in the most important ways. Question 52, how does Christ return to judge the living and the dead comfort us? That's the next phrase in the Apostles' Creed. In all my distress and persecution, and Lord knows we have those things, I turn my eyes to the heavens and confidently await as judge the very one who has already stood trial in my place before God, and so has removed the whole curse from me. So judgment is not coming for the child of God. All his enemies and mine he will condemn to everlasting punishment. But me and all his chosen ones he will take along with him into the joy and the glory of heaven. And if you're hearing that and you're thinking, how do I benefit? How can I benefit from that? If you've not come to Christ in faith, if you're not confident that you do belong to God, that you are a child of God through Christ, here's the way. Come to Christ in faith. Repent, which means turn. Here we are, living this way, living for myself, living based on my own pleasures, living based on my own opinions, but we turn, that's repentance, we look to Christ and we put our faith in Christ, trusting in him, his death and resurrection, to save us from the judgment of God. Faith. Faith in Christ is the way to salvation. When Christ died on a cross and rose from the dead, he opened the door to God's presence. He opened the way to God. So you do not have to, spiritually speaking, this is a metaphor, you do not have to break down barriers in order to work your way or earn your way to God. Christ has opened the door, and here Christ stands before you, offering you the free gift of salvation. What you must do is believe in him, not work for it, not earn it, not find a way to qualify yourself for it or prepare yourself for it. You see Christ. He is the way to God. Believe in him. And you will also find comfort in his return rather than the prospect of judgment and terror. Where is the memory verse for this week? Here it is. Colossians 1:18. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent, that he might be first, that he might be supreme, that it might be made clear and manifest on the largest scale that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is preeminent. He's above all things and he's over all things. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for all that you have done through him by your Spirit in our lives. Father, I pray if anyone's listening today has not come to your Son Christ in faith, he stands there at the open door. I pray you'd give them a faith, give them a repentance, show them your Son, and change their hearts. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, I'm going to get off of this stream and immediately get set up for Confession of Faith 2021, week 19. God bless you. See you soon.